It is the ultimate tempest in a teapot. The fight between the growers of a South African plant and an American company which wants to make it a household brand. At issue is the name of an herbal tea which has been used for centuries in South Africa and which is growing in popularity here. It's widely known in its native country by the Afrikaans name for the plant, rooibos, which literally translated means red bush. But the South African industry is up in arms because a Dallas-based company is warning them not to use the word rooibos in the United States without permission, saying it owns the exclusive rights to the term over here. Malcolm Brown has more.
The company which owns the trademark to the rooibos name in the United States is putting competitors on notice.
They can pay shipment back to South Africa or it will be dumped.
Virginia Burke Watkins, the owner of Burke International in Dallas, wants the U.S. Customs Service to block imports which infringe on her exclusive rights to the name rooibos here in the U.S. But the South African firm Rooibos Limited is pursuing legal action over the issue. Its managing director, Martin Berg, says the U.S. shouldn't have granted the trademark in the first place.
Rooibos is a generic name, and as a generic name compares to orange or apple, and therefore should not be registrable anywhere in the world.
The plant at the center of the dispute is a shrub-like bush with thin, sharp leaves, which grows to around 5 feet high and is found only in a certain area of South Africa's Western Cape. For hundreds of years, the Khoisan indigenous peoples of the region fermented the leaves of the wild-growing plants and used them to make a type of herbal tea. The commercialization of rooibos started early in the 20th century, and today its pleasant, sweetish taste and health benefits are attracting new drinkers worldwide. It's certainly a popular choice at this Washington tea shop.
People like it hot because it's robust and hearty like tea, but it doesn't have the caffeine. But we also do it iced all summer long, and it flies out the door. We can't brew it fast enough.
That's music to the ears of Virginia Burke Watkins, who's planning a major marketing push for her trademarked product. In response to the critics, she says she's promoting a great South African export, which would not have got this far in the U.S. market without her company's efforts.
Do I think it's fair that I own this trademark? Yes, I do. For 10 years, I have promoted this product in the U.S. There was no one literally in the U.S. that knew the word rooibos, other than possibly a few South Africans, which were probably you could count on your two hands at the time.
She says others are free to bring rooibos into the United States, so long as they call it something else. That's unacceptable to Martin Berg of Rooibos Limited, who compares the situation to one facing the American fast food giant McDonald's when it arrived in his country.
When they did come to South Africa, some other entrepreneurial South African had registered the name McDonald's, and he was forced to give it up. McDonald's didn't come and trade as Joe Soap's hamburgers in South Africa, they came as McDonald's. Rooibos is known as rooibos right around the world. The Japanese says rooibos, the German says rooibos, the Englishman says rooibos, why shouldn't the American?
So how did the name of a plant indigenous to South Africa become trademarked in the United States in the first place? Jesse Marshall, an attorney at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, notes that the rooibos trademark was issued back in 1994, when research was harder than it is today.
We did not have the resources of the internet that we have now. So unless the examining attorney had some clue that this was something more than an Afrikaans word that meant red bush, there would have been no need for the examining attorney to go much further than ask what it meant, get an answer from the applicant, and that's now in the record that that's what this word means.
Typically a trademark or service mark consists of a word or design, sometimes called a logo, or a combination of both. The word or words may be completely fanciful, or may appear in dictionaries.
The museum at the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office contains familiar-looking products which are household names. Burke International hopes that rooibos will one day join this marketing hall of fame. The company's rivals, though, have other plans. Roibus Limited is fighting to have the trademark cancelled. The Patent and Trademark Office says it can't comment on a pending case, but attorney Jessie Marshall will say that the trademark probably wouldn't be granted today. She says that an online search would quickly find support for the case, that it's a generic term.
They would find a lot of information. They would make the refusal. There's always a possibility that the applicant could argue around the refusal, so I think I would have to say that the examining attorney would probably make the refusal.
But overturning a trademark can be a slow process. The cancellation petition in this case was filed back in 1996. For Common Ground, I'm Malcolm Brown in Washington.